The joint, the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Joint Ways and Means Committee for June 13th, 2017. And the first thing we're going to look at is Senate Bill 5542, a possible reconsideration work session.
Co-Chair Frederick, members of the subcommittee, today I've got a possible reconsideration for you to consider for Senate Bill 5542 due to a technical issue that LFO staff made an error in preparing the paperwork, and we need to correct that. So
we need to reopen. We need to open. And I need unanimous consent to that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5542 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Are there any objections? No? The chair will accept a motion to reconsider.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any objections? Motion carries. Senate Bill 5542 is back before the subcommittee. If you'd explain.
Thank you. Co-Chair Frederick, when Senate Bill 5542 was before this committee last Thursday, June 8th, there was an error in the work session presentation report attached to the LFO work session recommendation memo detailing the adjustments to current service level. There were two offsetting policy option packages that were not displayed in the report. Both of these packages are the Water Rights and Adjudications Program. The first package is POP 070, which is a revenue reduction package that details the reductions in expenditures that would have been made to the agency's budget if the fee increases in House Bill 2295 were not approved. The second package is POP 100, which restores the reductions that are made in POP 070 in the agency's budget, and then recognizes additional revenues that were assumed in the budget for the fee increases in 2295, which we also talked about during the session. The net change to the agency's budget due to this is zero. There's no change in the recommended amendment. So LFO recommends that the subcommittee acknowledge these changes to Senate Bill 5542 and that Senate Bill 5542, as amended by the -1 amendment, be moved to the Ways and Means full committee.
Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 5542 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Witt moves Senate Bill 5542 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Would you please call the vote?
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes. The motion passes. It will be going to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Thank you. And I'm going to close this work session on Senate Bill 5542 and open a work session.
Oops. Still need carriers.
Oh, need carriers. That's right.
Okay.
Oh, no, I think we've already. Oh, yes. You'll carry that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has carriers from the previous time.
I think you're the carrier from the previous time, too, as I recall.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, work session for Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, a federal grant application. I'm opening that. If you would please let us.
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries is here today to request approval of the submission of a federal grant application to the U.S. Geologic Survey in the amount of $191,505 for the 3D Elevation Program Initiative, also known as 3DEP. Previous 3DEP projects undertaken by the department and its partners include mapping the Coos County and Malawa County areas and most recently the Upper John Day area. The department is proposing to use this grant opportunity to collect data for the Oregon LIDAR Consortium Silver Creek Subbasin project. This would cover 751 square miles of the Harney Basin in parts of Crook and Harney counties. The grant does require a match, however, no additional general fund is required for this agency. The match is being provided by two other Oregon LIDAR Consortium members, the Natural Resource Conservation Service and the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. The final grant proposals are due in September, and the awards are anticipated to be announced in late 2017 or early 2018. This would be the third 3DEP grant received by the department since 2015.
Do we have anybody speaking on this?
They could come forward and speak to it if you can.
So folks from Dogami, if you could come forward and tell us a little bit more about this.
Co-Chair Frederick, Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brad Avey, Director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. As described, we're here to request a grant, a USGS grant for LIDAR collection with a part for $190,000 with a partner match of over $304,000. In addition to the description of the area that we'll be collecting the information, just a little background on the department's LIDAR program. Since the program began in 2007, Dogami has collected nearly 45,000 square miles of LIDAR, which would cover about 38% of the state. That would be about 95% of populated city areas and 90% of the population overall. This would be the 17th USGS project of a total of 63 projects with a total of 90 partners over that 10-year period. That concludes my remarks. Are there any questions?
Any questions regarding this? No. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the request.
Mr. Chairman,
Chair Witt,
I move approval of the federal grant application for Dogami per LFO's recommendation.
Chair Witt moves approval of the LFO's recommendation regarding Dogami grant, the grant application. Are there any objections?
No.
Okay. So do I need to go any further? Do you need to?
Need a carrier.
I just need a carrier.
Just need a carrier?
I can do it.
Okay, yeah. That'd be great. Then when do we need to vote? We need a vote on that. No?
You've already
nobody
voted.
Nobody objected.
Nobody objected. That's fine. Thank you. So that has been approved, and you'll be the carrier on the House side. Do we need somebody?
It just goes
to full right now.
It just goes to full. And
cool.
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Anything? I'm going to close this particular work session for this grant application. And any other things for the good of the order, as Brad Witt is common often to say. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll close this hearing.
Not bad.
We'll close this hearing.